Welcome to Your Destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert, and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. I hope you've had a great day today. Mondays are usually pretty good days for me because that's the day of the week that's my Jupiter day. And would you like to know what your day of the week is? What planet runs the day today for you? Well, that would depend on knowing what day of the week you were born. Because the day of the week that we are born becomes every week our Mercury day of the year, of that week. So if you don't know what day of the week you were born, you can go to my website, which is 7thunders.com, the number 7 and the word thunders.com. You can click on the free destiny reading link at the top, type in your name and birthday, and then click on the today button. There's 4 different readings that you can get for free here. But if you click on the today one, it'll tell you some information at the bottom in the notes column. It'll say, today is your Mercury day, your Venus day, your Mars day. And it'll tell you a little bit about that. If it says it's your Mercury day, then you know that this is the day of the week you were born. And it's kind of fun to play around with this, and I'll tell you how that works a little bit. The Mercury day would be the day when you tend to have the most communications. And you might find yourself running around and doing errands in your car more than usual on your Mercury day. The Venus day will relate to things in the home and with family members, people that are in your home. So it's mostly home-based things. The Mars day will be the day when you feel the most energetic and you feel like doing something physical. It could also be the day of the week that you get the most angry or the most competitive with people around you. So you want to be a little cautious on Mars days, not to let your aggressiveness get you into trouble. But it can be used constructively on your Mars day to get a lot of things done and to do physical things that you need to do. The Jupiter day is a day usually when it's a good day. It's like a rewards kind of day. I notice that I usually have a lot of business transactions on my Jupiter day, which happens to be Monday. Some of you may get paid on Friday, and Friday might be your Jupiter day. It's usually a day when things come in, good things, and it's financially oriented for the most part. After Jupiter, the next day of the week will be the Saturn day. Now, the Saturn day, I found that it's funny. I look back and I go, why do my dental appointments always fall on Tuesdays, which is my Saturn day? And Saturn rules the bones and the teeth. You can usually expect on a Saturn day that you're going to be working harder than usual. I find that there are things, topics that I don't like to face that will come up for me on my Saturn day. It's kind of like the karma day of the week. Though, don't get too excited. These are only days and they pass very quickly. The Uranus day is very interesting because the Uranus day of the week is the day I find that things really unexpected happen to me. Now, what's interesting about it is that it can be unexpected, both good and bad. And it's a very interesting day. I think you'll find this interesting once you find out what day of the week is your Uranus day, because it will be the day that's 5 days after the day of the week you were born. So if you were born on a Monday, for example, Tuesday would be your Venus day, Wednesday would be Mars, Thursday would be Jupiter, Friday would be Saturn, and Saturday would be Uranus for you, okay? And the Uranus day, like whenever I'm really attached to something, the Uranus day will pull it out from under me like a rug, pull it right out from under me. But if I'm not attached, really great things happen when I'm not expecting it. And it's really kind of interesting. The Neptune day of the week is not a good day to make any decisions, but it's a great day to go to a movie or just to kind of take it easy and fantasize or dream about your future, but not to make any hardcore decisions about what you're going to do. It's typically a good day. And by the way, we each have cards that fall in these days. So if you go to my website again, actually it'll tell you what card you have on that day of the week. And you can get an idea of the influence, because actually the whole day's influence will be a combination of the day, the month, the planet that governs that day, and the card that's there together. And together they give you a much more specific meaning. But even in just a general sense, if you just knew that, you know, what day of the week is the Mercury day, which day is the Venus day, I think you'll start to notice little patterns evolving in your life. You'll start to see the little patterns in your life that correspond to those planetary energies. So I hope you enjoy that. Go to the website. If you don't already know what day of the week you're born, you can find out, because it'll be your Mercury day. When you get to the Mercury day of the week, that was the day, same day of the week you're born. Okay, so tonight we're going to have a discussion about the power of intention. This is something that could easily change someone's life. It certainly has changed my life for the better, having the understanding of this. But I'm going to talk about that a little bit. If any of you want to call in and comment about your experiences in a similar vein, we'd love to have you comment about that. And, of course, after the discussion, I will be doing readings using the cards of your destiny system. And, of course, I have a knowledge of astrology, too, but really for these readings, I just use the cards of your destiny. That's really all I'm using. I do happen to know something about certain birthdays, though, from astrology and so forth, and so it adds a little bit to my knowledge of people when they call in. If you are not getting our email announcements about the show, you can. I send out an announcement, and it also the email will have a link to where you can listen to all of my past shows, if you choose, on the Seven Thunders website. And the way to get these announcements, if you're not already getting them, is to go to seventhunders.com and scroll down to where it talks about the newsletter being out, and it'll say fill out this form, and you click there and it'll take you to a form, and you'll get 2 free issues of our newsletter. But more than that, you will also be added to our mailing list. And we don't send out a lot of emails to people, but we do send out one every week announcing the show and the topic. And you can opt out of that any time also. Every email has a link at the bottom where you can decide that you don't want to receive those anymore. So, and we don't give your name out to anybody else also. You should know that. People have asked me for my mailing list before, but I've never allowed anyone else to use it. So this show is really about empowering people to use the ancient sciences of astrology and the science of the cards in the way they were intended to be used, which was for our own personal growth and our own personal transformation and our own personal enlightenment. Enlightenment. Think about enlightenment, the word enlightenment, for a minute. The word light is in there. So it's not only does enlightenment lighten our load, but it lightens up the dark in our life. And what is the dark? The dark are the areas of our life where we just don't understand. We just don't really understand. Or we're not seeing it clearly. We can't see it. It's a little too dark to make out what it is we're trying to look at. These sacred sciences were devised by very highly conscious spiritual beings. They might have even been given to mankind by high spiritual beings. It's very likely, But see, what most people don't realize is that the Earth hasn't always been the way that it is right now. It hasn't always been that there's been rampant ignorance and rampant greed and rampant lust in our society. Life has been different in different ages in our past. It's only in the current age where we're having so much immorality, and so much greed and lust. I mean, our entire world, really, it's safe to say that today our entire planet, all the governments and the whole world are all based on greed, every single one of them. All the decisions that are being made by all the governments, not all of them, not like every, I can't say all for anything really, but I'd say the lion's share, probably over 90% of all decisions made in any kind of government is all for the greed of the individuals involved. And our government is no better or worse than any of the others. Even though we aspire to an ideal of freedom, of personal freedom, the acts, greed always takes away other people's freedom. And we talked a little bit last week about prosperity. What we have in today's world is rampant poverty consciousness. Poverty consciousness is rampant today, and it has the manifestation of greed. People, because they think there's not going to be enough, they're constantly trying to get more, and they lose out of their fear of not having enough or their greed about having more, more, more. They will just bowl over other people and do the most terrible things to even their own relatives. And we know this to be true. This is really part of the society that we live in today. So tonight we're going to talk about the power of intention. What is the power of intention? How can we utilize the power of intention? Does it really matter? I mean, who cares what intention is? Who cares? What does it do? Does it do anything? Is it something worth knowing? Well, in my own studies, I found that if you're succeeding or failing in your life, in whatever area, you might be succeeding in one area and not succeeding in another. But wherever you find yourself failing in your life, it's because you are not aware of your real intentions. You're not conscious of what your true intention is. And your intention is fighting up against what you're doing. You're in a conflict inside yourself. And what is your intention? So what we're going to talk about this is, let me say one thing about the law of intention real quickly. The law of intention states that whatever happens in our life is created not by what we do, but by the intention behind what we are doing. Or in other words, the results in our life come from the reason behind what we're doing, not the thing that we're doing in our life. Now, you can say, well, I'm trying to make money, for example. And whether you're going to make money or not, or whether you're going to end up in more of a poverty situation as a result of your actions, will be determined mostly by your intention. Then more than what you do, your intention. Okay, so we're going to talk about that in more depth. But I want to say that it's more valuable for us to know ourselves and know what our deepest intentions are than all of the actions and running around that we could possibly do in our life. It's much more valuable for us to know why we are doing what we're doing. Most of us just choose to keep running around and like little hamsters on a treadmill. And this is something that we're taught from early age. The society, if you turn on the TV, it just says, buy this, get this, buy that, become this. But nobody's talking about what's going on inside. Like, what's the real intention behind all this? Why would I want to have a new car? What's the point of it all? So our intentions mean everything. No goals in life are really good or bad, but the intentions behind them are what makes the difference. there's an old saying that it's not what goes into a man or a woman that defiles him, but what comes out of a man or a woman that defiles them. So it's not what we're doing in life. It's what we're doing, but it's the reason behind what we're doing in life that really makes everything the way that it is. So let's just give a quick example of that. Let's say that you want to be rich. Okay, so I ask you the question, you want to be rich? Well, why? Why do you want to be rich? What is your intention? Some people have driven themselves their whole life and they've made millions of dollars. And the intention behind it was just to prove to their father or their mother that they were worthy of their love. Now, they didn't know that. They spent their whole life working for millions of dollars, and at the end of their life, they realized, I never got their love. Because they did it the whole time not knowing why they were doing what they were doing. Or you might be trying to be rich just to correct something that really hurt your feelings as a child. I mean, it can happen to any of us. So the intention behind what we're doing, the deepest intention behind it, really defines us. I'll give you an example from my own life. About 8 years ago, I learned how to fly an airplane. And I had always wanted to fly an airplane. I didn't know why, but I did. I wanted to fly, and I finally had the time and the money, because it's expensive to learn to fly an airplane, to fly an airplane, and I got trained, and I had a lot of challenges, and I overcame the challenges, and there was a lot of fear involved in flying, because you know you can die very easily flying in an airplane, and I got over that. And I tell you, when I soloed the plane the very first time, when I took off on myself, it was an exhilarating feeling that I will never forget the rest of my life. Okay, so afterwards, I realized that my intention to fly was to feel a sense of accomplishment. For me, I wanted to say, I did it. And it was something that I had to do all by myself. There was nobody pushing me to do it. There was nobody, you know, reminding me to study. I had to do all the study myself. I had to make all of the moves to make it happen. It was all mine. And so when I was done, I could claim that it was completely mine and I had done it, and I could take pride in that. And I did. Okay? And that was a good thing. But there was another level of it that came to me later, was that there was a part of me that I always am trying to prove that I am good enough by doing things. In other words, I was trying to prove that I was worthy of love by being a pilot. I'm much more lovable now because look what I did. I became a pilot, and I was successful, and I aced the test, and I did so good, and so forth and so on. Look at me. Tell me that I'm okay. Now, I wasn't even aware of that at the time. I was just aware that it was really great sense of accomplishment. It all seemed good. But really, on a deeper look at it, I see that a lot of my life is driven by this need to be recognized, because I think there's something wrong with me on a deep basis. And this is what I'm talking about. And what's really interesting is that if I have an intention that's rooted in a sense that I'm not good enough, that thing that I do is going to ultimately prove that I'm not good enough, because my intention is really going to be it's going to be what really causes the result to happen. Also, like let's say you're working like a dog, you're working, and then somebody comes along and says, hey, you can make like $1,000 overnight. All you got to do is give me $200. And we can turn it into $1,000 overnight, okay? And you go, yeah, let's go for that. And you go and you lose your money. You might lose your money, because if you are coming from a place of poverty, which get rich people, get rich quick schemes need, they only work with people who have poverty consciousness. And if you are coming from poverty, you're going to be the first sucker that signs up for something that can make money without having to work for it. It's just a natural thing. And here's an example of your poverty creating more poverty for you. People that will get themselves, who have poverty consciousness, will do jobs that they don't even like, and then they'll think it's going to make money for them, and it actually, they end up worse off than before down the line, because the intention is really rooted in a sense that there's not enough. So if we're ever trying to prove something to ourselves or prove something to other people, or if we're trying to overcome a deficit in ourselves without actually facing it, and then our actions are out there trying to make all this ourselves look good or feel good without dealing with what's inside, it's going to always come back and cause more of the bad thing that we're trying to escape from to show up in our life. And that's what the real power of intentions is all about. Okay? Okay, we are going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk some more about the power of intention. I'm going to give you some exercises to do and some questions to do. You can think about this yourself, and then we're going to take some call-in listeners. Okay? So we'll be right back after a short break.
I have a question for you. Would you invest 2 hours of your time to learn how to predict your future for the rest of your life? I know this sounds impossible, but I guarantee it's true. Just read the first couple of chapters of my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and you will have the power to know what is coming well before it actually happens. This is the most accurate form of divination ever discovered, and it's easy to learn. Anybody can use it. And I guarantee that you will be delighted or your money back. Just go to 7thunders.com and order the book. Or get our product special that includes both my books and a special report prepared just for you. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Why wait? Find out what the cards of your destiny have to say about your future today.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, I was just thinking about this old saying as we're talking about intention that I heard a long time ago, and it is the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But when you think about that statement, what they're really talking about is people that are not being honest about their intentions. They're really referring to people that would say, hey, I'm doing this for you, but actually they're doing it for themselves. And this is a really common misuse of the intention. Like, we can fool other people, or we think we're fooling other people, and we can really fool ourselves. We can tell ourselves, I'm doing this because I want to help other people. And we can be completely blind to why we're doing it for our own self, our own selfish motives involved in that. And that's why they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, because you'll find this happens a lot with governments. They're always putting a spin on everything. This whole word spin, and they have spin doctors. They got to doctor up their stories. They got to doctor up what happened to make it look like they were doing it for a good reason, because the truth is their real intentions were really way, way low. Their real intentions were really dark and very selfishly motivated on that level. But really, we can't do anything about the government unless you want to be a protester or something, but we can do a lot about our own life. We can take a look at what we're doing in our life. We can examine the things that we're doing, the goals that we have. We can take a look and see. You know, it's really good to have a set of goals. You know, everybody will tell you this, and it's absolutely true. I've found it to be true for myself. If you don't have goals for your life, and I mean, they don't have to be like huge goals. They don't have to be like being a billionaire. But you can just have goals, like having a great relationship, having a nice car or family or whatever. Everybody should have a list of goals. Everybody should be aware of what they're doing and why they're doing it. The what they're doing is the list of goals. But what we don't often do is we don't often really sit down with our goal list and examine them and ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Like, why do I want that to happen? And it's very important because especially if it's something that you keep finding, you keep running into a brick wall with, and you're not getting it, you have to question, maybe my intention is not what I think it is. Because when we're in alignment with our heart, and when we're in alignment with our deepest side of our nature, things just magically happen. I call it the red carpet. The red carpet comes rolling out when we're in line, when our intentions are in line with, if they're in line, if they're really true to who we really are. So it's really helpful, and I've read several books that have suggested this, to not just sit down and list what your goals are, but to think the things on your list and ask yourself, why do you want those things? You know, do you have a reason? Is there a reason that you want that you're not even aware of? Maybe something like I talked about earlier, like some inner deficit would be fulfilled for you by having that. You know, it's funny, I've done readings for lots of people, and it's funny how much I sometimes do readings for people that are unmarriageable. And there's a whole list of people that are typically just not marriage material. Their very natures go against the whole idea. And I'm always entertained by clients who are unmarriageable who come to me saying they really want to get married. You know, they really want to get married. And they're convinced of it, at least when we start the reading they are. But always when that happens, I always track it down with them and we get in touch with some other reason why they want to get married. It's not really because they really want to be married. They really want to be free, most of these people, because they're mostly freedom-oriented type people that have these unmarriageable cards. So it's very interesting to get into that level of a discussion with them and get to the root of it, get to the heart of the matter. What's really driving this thought that I have to get married? Sometimes it's parental or family pressure on the person. Sometimes it's that fear of getting old and never having done it or something. There's all kinds of things. But it's these real intentions that really do shape our life. And here's a quick list of questions that you can ask yourself just about the goals that you have set for yourself. Just look at your goals one at a time and ask these questions about it just to kind of help you get in touch. Like, what do I really hope to achieve by reaching this goal? Like, what's underneath the goal? What does it satisfy inside of me? What deep inner need does this goal fulfill for me? Is reaching this goal a way to prove something to myself or to somebody else, like my parents? Do I feel incomplete or broken if I don't get this goal, if I don't have it fulfilled? Is this a miracle cure for me? Is it like an easy way out that's going to make it all better because something's wrong in my life? And what is it about achieving this goal that excites me the most? That's a good clue sometimes. What is it that really turns me on about having this thing? What would be missing if I did not achieve that goal? What would I be missing out on if I didn't have that goal? These are the kind of questions that you can ask yourself to help get in touch with the deeper intentions because, you know, it's very hard. I mean, it's not easy to be really totally conscious of what we're doing and why we're doing it. I mean, we think we are. I mean, I've always thought I was aware, and I look back and I go, oh, my God, I didn't know anything. I knew so little about myself. And so now I'm more of the frame of mind, well, maybe there's a lot I don't know about myself. It's all just an exploration. I think that's a much healthier attitude to have in general, just about life. So it's important that we do find out why we're doing what we're doing, just to complete this little discussion. Because if we are really out of touch with our intentions, if we're telling ourselves that we're doing it for one, and we're doing things for one thing, but we keep running into a wall. See, people can tell. People around us can tell when we're not really doing it for that reason. And if you find yourself fighting up against people, you might want to pay attention to that. Maybe they know something that you don't. You know, maybe they know something you don't. So it's good to get feedback from other people in your life as well about what's going on. Okay. I hope you got some benefit from that. It's on this, on the recording, which will be on my website in a few days if you want to listen to this again. I'm going to now take a few calls and see what people have to say. Let's see, is Jenny still here from Las Vegas? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Jenny?
No, it's not.
Who's this?
This is Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I was expecting somebody else. I apologize. So what brings you to call this evening? Hello, are you there? Hello? I think we lost Mary.
No, I'm here.
Oh. Can you hear me, Mary?
I can hear you great.
Okay. I'm waiting to hear back from you. Why did you call tonight?
Hello?
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 Is this still Mary?
It's still Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. I don't know what's going on. I'm not there, so at the station. So tell me, what's on your mind tonight, Mary?
Well, I'm really curious what your interpretation is of the next. I'm just in my Neptune period and getting ready to have my birthday.
Yeah.
And been through, I think, part of hell or something in the last 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And,
like, what kind of stuff has been going on?
Huge career change. Relocated.
Now, some people would say that was a good thing. I mean, you know, see, it's all a point of view, right? So.
Right.
I guess for you it wasn't so good.
Well, it was sort of a surprise because I thought I would teach all of my life.
Yeah, have you ever heard that little story that, you know, if you want to see God laugh, tell him your plans?
Right, exactly.
Now, you happen to be one of the fixed cards, you know that, right?
Sort of, but could you go into what that means?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a seven of diamonds, and there's seven cards in the deck that are one of their outstanding characteristics is they're fixed. And the seven of diamonds is very fixed about value and about, you know, what they think is important. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you having a job change like that would be hard for you because you already had it figured out.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And see, people that are fixed are very strong and they really are dependable and you can count on them and all, but then when it comes time to change, they don't like it. You get it?
Yes.
Because they don't want to change. They thought they had it all figured out, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get that part, right?
Yeah.
So what's going on in your love life?
Well, I think I got ditched. I guess, sort of a commitment that I didn't know about, and then I got ditched, and then I guess I'm coming around to possibility of a business partner / romantic relationship.
Oh, love and money. Think you can handle that?
I'd like to.
Well, what happens if you guys get in a fight? What happens to your business?
So,
have you thought that through at all? What's that?
I said, well, it still should be love there, shouldn't there?
Well, I don't know. When you're fighting, you're not loving each other. You know, you're an Aries. You like to fight.
Really?
Now, either you like to fight or your partners do. Which is it?
I think they do.
Then that's the equation, see? Either we do it or we attract somebody else who does, but it's still us.
Right.
Okay. And you're an Aries. You're the sign of fighting. Did you know Aries was a sign of fighting?
Yes.
It's the gladiator, you know. Okay. So, I would be careful, you know, mixing business and love together. Because if one goes, the other one goes with it. And that's a lot of your life to have go down the toilet all at one time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, you know, the first rule of business partnership, you know what they say in the books?
What
the very first rule of business partnership is? Don't do partnerships.
Okay.
So, you know, just want, you might want to just consider that for yourself. But what I why I asked you about your love life is because you have a Two of Hearts long range this year coming up.
Okay.
Aren't you born in 1961?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, your theme of the year is going to be love.
But that doesn't mean I get what I want, though.
Well, you know, Mary, every time any of us or go into a relationship, we always encounter ourselves, you know, where we're at in our development, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We always attract somebody who's a perfect mirror of where we are in our quest to love ourselves. So what's his birthday?
Well, there's a male that's 622. And I don't know if it's 64 or 65. And then there's a female that's a Queen of Clubs, 1952.
Okay. Well, the June 22nd guy is an Eight of Clubs, right?
Yes.
And that's one of your karma buddies.
Yes. This has been going on a long time. Well, they both have.
And but if he's a Cancer, he's a Jack of Spades ruling card. Do you understand?
No.
If he's a Cancer, which I think he is,
yes,
then his ruling card is the Jack of Spades. You heard about the Jack of Spades, right?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Well, you have the book, right? Love Cards.
Yes.
Go read about the Jack of Spades.
Okay.
It's the one-eyed Jack, Mary, okay?
Oh, okay.
So you want to be careful. You always want to be careful with one-eyed Jacks. Now, I'm not saying they're all bad, but they all can be bad. So is it your money getting involved in this or their money?
His money, my brain.
Okay. Okay, well, that's at least that's good. That's good. That's good. Now, when I look at your cards, I don't see problems with money necessarily, but I do see you doing a lot of different things at the same time. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to be kind of like, you know, stressed a little bit this year, doing all kinds of things at the same time. All right?
Okay.
So, but the real theme is going to be the love life for you. And, hey, that should be fun.
So you don't see the clubs, the Queen of Clubs?
Yeah, I see both her and the Eight of Clubs in Jupiter in your other spread, and that's good. It looks okay for that, for this, okay?
Does she forgive me?
It looks okay. It looks okay. To me.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
We're going to have to go now, Mary, but thank you much for calling. Okay, I think that, let's see, Jenny's been waiting for a long time. Can we get Jenny on the line now? Hello?
Hello, Robert.
Hi, Jenny.
My question is about my career. Like, will I get a job? Should I start a business? Should I move?
Are you April 3rd, 1956?
No, April 30,
30. Ah, okay. I'm glad I asked. Don usually gets the birthdays wrong. Okay, so you're very curious about whether you should move, whether you should get a new job. Is that it?
Yeah. Or
okay.
Do some other change of career or start a business or do a business on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this your year is almost over, Jenny. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the cards, it begins on your birthday. All right?
Okay.
So this past year for you has been all about letting go.
And more or less, yes.
Yeah, because you have these two big-time nines this past year, you know? So you were, this was, it takes a whole year to let go so you can start something new, okay?
Okay.
And you will be starting something new.
Okay.
All right? And it will be after your birthday. You shouldn't make any decisions until your birthday.
I should not?
You should not make any decisions until after your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in Neptune right now, and Neptune is illusion time. Okay?
Okay.
It's a time when we have fantasies, but we're not really seeing things clearly. So between now and your birthday, you can start thinking about different possibilities and, you know, explore some, look into things, but
mm-hmm.
don't make any decisions until after your birthday.
Okay.
That's my recommendation, because if you make one now, it might be, you'll find out after your birthday that it's not what you thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, in my experience, you know, is that after the new year starts, as soon as I have my birthday, things feel differently, okay? But I really don't know what's really going on until about a month or two later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some times when things kick off right away, and I do see you having a whole different career. And it's possible that you'll move also, like in
uh-huh.
June or July. These are all possibilities
hmm.
for you. It is the year for you to change. You know, everything's ready to shift now, but you don't really know exactly what it's going to be yet, okay? What kind
uh-huh.
of work have you been doing?
I am in software, computer.
Uh-huh. You're like a computer programmer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
It was good money, but it's very boring. I'm sure you're
yeah.
good at it with your birthday, you know.
Mhm.
Oh, but you must be getting tired of it. Have you ever thought of something more creative?
Not particularly. I mean, I have thought about some things, but not
art, like artistic. For example,
not very seriously, like entertainment or.
Well, I don't know. It could be anything in the arts area. See, you have a really good creativity, but I don't think you've ever utilized it.
No,
and I think that's
not.
Why you're not satisfied with what you're doing now, because you haven't utilized the creative side of your card of your birthday. You're a four of clubs,
mm-hmm.
and you're also a jack of spades, and jack of spades is very creative. And it likes to have freedom, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So don't even think about it so much right now. I mean, you could think about it, but don't get too upset about it, okay? Just let things
uh-huh.
unfold. Okay? Just
uh-huh.
let things unfold. It won't be long after your birthday, so you'll know what you need to be doing. Okay?
Okay?
Right now, it's just all fantasy, so don't try to make any choices now.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
And what else can I do other than creativity? Is there anything
else?
Like, can I do my business?
The important thing is not... Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The important thing is not what you can do. The important thing is what do you want to do? What would really make you happy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have too many...
You've been doing things that you that you can make money at for too long, and you haven't done anything you really love to do. Have you? Have you ever made money doing something that was fun?
No.
I didn't think so. And that's what
I'm talking about.
Haven't
made money.
I have been paid to play video games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can be paid to do what you enjoy doing. So you need to go out and buy some books and all that. Like, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. Read my book, The Big Money Book. Get in touch with the prosperity of life, because you need to start having a life that you really enjoy.
Yeah.
You've let go of you're letting go of the past. Now get ready for making a good future. It's time to make a good future. Okay?
But what about, like, starting my own business? Is that...
Yeah, why not?
But what do the cards say for that?
The cards say anything goes. Okay? The cards can't tell you specifically. Sometimes it'll indicate you having your own business. It doesn't indicate that specifically. It indicates you doing something more artistic, though, and creative.
Sure.
That's what's indicated here. Okay, now whether you're doing it as your own business or not, either way, it doesn't really matter, but it should be creative. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you for calling. You're very welcome. Take care.
Thanks.
Okay, now I think we have somebody named Joyce. Is that true? Hello, is Joyce still here?
I'm here.
Ah, and Joyce, tell me your birthday.
March 19th, 1952.
Oh, good. Don got that one right. Good job. So what's on your mind this evening, Joyce?
Business year for the Four Diamonds.
Business? What do you want?
I have my own business.
Okay. What are you doing?
I have one out of my home with healthy technologies and organic skincare.
So what do you want to know?
Which are my best months to push my business the hardest to make the most of this year?
Well, you've got to do the whole year.
Okay.
And it's going to be good. You can tell that. You read the books, right?
Yes.
So you know you got some good cards for money this year.
Right.
And you've got a King of Diamonds environment, so your own business is exactly where you're supposed to be right now.
Okay.
Right. So you're right in the groove.
All right.
And it's going to be good. You're going to make some good money this year. You got an Eight of Diamonds long range, you know? One thing that I would think about if I were you.
Okay,
is think about what people do you need to connect with to have your business be more successful.
Okay.
I mean, what groups, what other people, what kind of business relationships can you establish that would be mutually rewarding?
All right.
You know, like when I was first starting my business, you know, I had to make connections with distributors and bookstores and individuals, you know, that wanted to sell that set up workshops and that kind of thing. I had to do all this. And that's what made the business good, you know, the people that I had to connect with. That's part of your success formula this year.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not all too mysterious.
Okay.
It's actually very good. And you got some great money cards this year. You should make more money this year than you've ever made.
That's good.
So think as big as you can with this, okay? Don't sell yourself short. It's not very often I see so many good cards all at one time.
Well, that's a great birthday present.
Yeah, you must have earned it. It wouldn't be happening unless you had earned it.
Any other just general information for Four Diamonds?
No. Well, I don't. I think you know. All you need is this to focus on right now. Don't worry about the rest of it.
Okay.
You know, this is enough.
expensive.
Don't you think?
Yes, I think so.
Hey, I mean, you know, you're a double diamond, you know. I'm a double diamond. If we're making money, we're always happy no matter what else is going on.
That's true. And this is a good year for us. This is good.
All right. Well, good luck, Joy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome. Okay, now we're going to have Dorte, I guess. Is she still with us? From line four?
Yeah, hi,
oh,
Robert.
Line one.
Robert?
Yes?
Yeah, hi. This is Dorte.
How are you, Dorte?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. And let me confirm your birthday. Please tell me your birthday.
12/20/51.
Okay, good. And I got that one right, too. Good. So
yeah.
What's on your mind this evening?
Oh, geez. Anything you're willing to share.
Okay, that's very open of you. Let me see here. Let's take a look at this here. What are you doing in your work this right now, in your life, livelihood area?
Well, I work for the state.
Uh-huh.
So it's government work. I don't know if that's the place for me to be, but it certainly, as a fixed card, it does give me that sense of security, and there's some good aspects of it. But there's always that.
Uh-huh.
There is something, I think, really deep within me that I feel that I'm missing out, that I'm not touching onto, you know? And I don't know if it's because I'm very single and what have you, but
mm-hmm.
There's just something gnawing at me, you know, deep inside, or maybe it's just my imagination. But,
we can, when we go along in a certain groove long enough, like I was talking about earlier about the intention and also about the prosperity, we can get in a groove in our life and be there for so long that we kind of lose perspective on things, you know?
Yes, okay.
But we don't even trust then our own intuition about things, you know, like, oh, it's just me, you know, is that really real or am I just dreaming?
Oh, I see, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I am a Jack of Hearts, so that, from what I've understood of that, I've got a couple of your books that I purchased years ago, and I recall it being the Christ card and such, basically not a very good love life, so I've kind of canned that notion, but...
I'll have you know that one of my sisters is a Jack of Hearts.
Oh.
And she is now very happily married.
Oh.
After three unsuccessful marriages, she finally hit the jackpot.
Right.
And I know that anybody can.
Yeah.
And that includes you.
Oh. No. Well,
you have the power to say no, like you just did. You said no.
Yeah.
And you have the power to always say no and not have that happen. But you also have the power to make it happen if it's important to you.
Right.
Okay? And you are a double heart, and I know that it must have taken a lot for you to shut off relationships.
You
must have gotten really hurt.
I think so, yeah.
You must have.
Yeah, it just keeps, you know, there's just so many times you can kind of peel yourself up off the floor, you know? And it's not like you have a lack, you know, you would read these books and think that maybe it's me that's creating the problem, when I'm finding out that, well, maybe it is, or maybe I'm actually pretty good in love affairs, you know? I'm pretty stable, not needy, and all that. Pretty smooth sailing. But I don't know. I think maybe those lessons for my karma is just to simply sit back.
Well, your Jack of Hearts are very loving people. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
But the kind of love that they give people in relationship is not really appropriate for personal relationships. For example, you should never be out to save your partner. You know, it's not appropriate in a personal relationship to try to save your partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be Jack of Hearts and save your family and friends mm-hmm. and people you work with. It's great there, but in a personal relationship, we have needs.
Right.
And Jack of Hearts never talk about their needs, you know?
Right. Well, that may have happened in one situation, but generally overall in most of my relationships, they weren't like that. I mean, there's been some good...
Well, what was the pattern?
What
was the pattern? What's the pattern?
You know, there wasn't, you know, it seemed to all go downhill since I moved up here in this area of Northern California. I had a much more active relationship with men dating in the Bay Area or on the East Coast or in Europe, for that matter. But moving up here to this, yeah, no, seriously, I don't say that. I'm just, you know, I'm some hussy.
No, I'm not doubting you, Dorte.
Yeah, I'm up here in Northern California, and they're the most peculiar. It's a cultural shock. And so I'm almost like, I think that's the reason why I pull back. It's not so much meeting someone, it's just my background. It's very, you know, I've traveled extensively,
I know that you're behind all this on some level.
Uh-huh.
So I have to ask, well, why are you living there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Because you have a choice.
Exactly.
You know. And you knew, maybe you didn't know consciously, but unconsciously or subconsciously, you knew what was going to be there when you got there.
Well, I was in a relationship at the time, so when I moved here. So.
Oh, there was a guy that got you up there? A relationship
Oh, no. No, we were together before I moved up here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, oh, no, it was well before I moved up here. I came up here to buy a house, so...
Okay, well, you know, there is something to be said about location, because I've seen it in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it be that drastic, but I don't rule out the possibility...
Mm-hmm.
That the place you're at has a certain influence for you that it just doesn't support relationships.
It doesn't. Very talking about it. But
it's possible. So you can use that if that's really true. You can use that by moving from there and then seeing what happens.
But that's not the main gist, though, of what I was really calling. It's just not about wanting. I know most people would like to have a relationship. I think mine is more concerned about earning powers, financial freedom. Right at this point, you know, it's the relationships, that kind of stuff is in the back seat. You know, I've kind of gotten over that.
You actually mentioned it before I did. That's why I talked about it.
Oh, I see.
You brought it into the conversation before I was even going to decide what to talk about with you.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's actually more important than you think.
Oh, really?
Because you brought it in like that without even knowing it.
Oh, yeah, you know, no one wants to feel like they're, you know. I mean, sure you would.
Dorte,
like
you're a double heart, Dorte. You're not a doorknob. You're not a piece of wood, okay?
Okay, I see. I think I'm getting it now, yeah. I want heartfelt things. Is that what you're saying?
You're a heart. You're all about love and relationship, you know? Whatever you're doing, even your work, it's about people.
It is about people, a lot of people.
It's not about money, it's not about other stuff, it's about people. Your whole life is about people.
Mm-hmm.
About love, sex, and people.
Oh my God.
Hey, I know all about heart people, okay? I know about these hearts, women. I got the secrets out of the bag.
Oh my God.
We'll have a little show one night where I talk about all the suits and expose all their secrets. It'll be fun.
So maybe it's not so much about my job. The job's fine and where I'm going with that. I just need to get a little more heartfelt emotions with other
people. Need that, but I can see in the cards that you're not going to be here very long. You're getting ready. This is the year you get out of where you are. You need a big change now. You got to have a big change this year. I'm sorry.
No, really?
Yeah, there's going to be love in your life, but the big theme here is you getting the hell out of Dodge.
Oh my God, no. My house, my kids, my animals.
Those are just circumstances. Those are just stuff you can take care of. That's the easy part.
Well, you know, be perfect. A guy that's a pilot. Now, I mean, I wasn't referring to you, but someone.
Yeah.
But someone who's far away. You remember now, I'm a Sagittarian too. You know.
Yeah, I'm very aware of that.
Yeah, someone that can live remotely, fly in periodically, and then they can mosey on back to wherever they live in their house. And I get them
off. Oh, that's great.
Each other every other month or something.
I like that, the way you said mosey on back.
Mosey on back, fly away.
Now you just mosey on home now. Nice to see you, but don't stay too long. Don't wear out your welcome there.
Well, we have to factor that aspect in. I am, after all, a Sagittarian, right?
I know. I'm in a relationship with one. I'm starting to learn all about you guys. Those horses, you know, they got to have some room to run.
I love my personal space. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Well, they're very special, Sagittarius. Sagittarius women are unlike any other species.
They laugh like horses sometimes, you know that? That's very funny. They do.
Sometimes.
My girlfriend, when she laughs, it sounds like a horse going, eh.
But I bet she always gets you to laugh.
Oh, yeah. We enjoy laughing together. It's really a great part of our relationship. Well, Dorothy, thank you for calling. I'm going to have to let you go now.
I need to mosey on then. Well, thank you very much for your time,
around.
Robert. Okay.
It's great meeting you, Dorothy.
Great
Take
meeting
care.
You. Good night now.
Good night. Okay, we have time. That was a lot of fun. We have time for one more call if Monique is still on the line. Is she still here? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Monique?
Hello? Yes,
Hello,
it is.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Monique?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
It's getting a little late out there in Toronto, isn't it?
It is. It's 11:30.
So what's on your mind this evening, Monique?
I was actually just, tonight's the first time I've heard your show, actually, and just wanted to call in and see what you can see in the cards for my new business that I'm going into, or what's in the cards for this year for me.
Mm-hmm. What sort of business is it? Can you tell me?
I actually purchased a Skio machine. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those. And I'll be offering consultation sessions. So it's in the natural health field.
Oh, okay.
And I'm working
well,
with
you have some interesting,
two other technologies.
You have some interesting influences this year that caused me to wonder exactly how this is going to turn out, because you have some influences here that indicate like moving or changing, and yet you're starting a new business, you know. So it's a little bit confusing. It looks to me like it's going to be. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I think there's a bit of a delay. So when I'm talking, I'm cutting you off. I am actually in transition. Like I was working with different people up until this point. Just recently changed, so you know I'm still sort of working in the same area.
Uh huh. And how long ago did you make this change?
Well, it's been sort of a transition over the last year, but I've recently just got involved with people, new people over the last 3 months.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that a lot is you're not going to know really. I think you're going to have some immediate success, like in the next couple of months. There's going to be some financial success from this. But something is going to happen in June and July, which is going to determine the real outcome of this whole thing, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not sure exactly what that's going to be. It could be something good. It could be like a fulfillment of something that you really wanted, but at the same time, it could be like this thing suddenly ends. Are there other people involved in this business besides yourself?
Yes, I have an investor, but I'll basically be managing it myself.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, an investor is okay. He's not managing it. You're managing it, right?
I'm managing it, yeah.
Okay. All right. And do you know his birthday or her birthday?
Actually, no, I don't.
Okay. I could have probably told you something if I had had it, but that's okay. So I'm saying that you're probably not going to know exactly what's really going to turn, how it's going to turn out until the beginning of August. Okay?
Okay.
And that sounds like a long time, but I think there's going to be success between now and then, so I wouldn't be too concerned about it. Is this something that you really want to do, like you really love it and can't wait to do it?
110%.
Oh, well, then this is going to be good then. If that's true, then these cards I'm seeing will indicate fulfillment for you.
Excellent.
And what's your other job going to be?
What's my
other
job
going
to
be? Yeah.
You're
a three of spades. They usually have two things going at the same time.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've got a few other things going on at the moment. I'm hoping to narrow them down, you know. I'm hoping to get to get more focused. But, you know, yeah, I always seem to have a few things on the go.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you always have more than one thing going at the same time?
Yeah, but I think that needs to change. Or it needs to, you know, die down a bit.
Yeah, ease off a little bit. Maybe stick with one thing for a little longer. Yeah, that could be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you called. You're
Thank
a last
you
caller
much.
Tonight. Good luck with your new business. I hope it's a real success.
Thank you.
In Toronto, right?
Yes.
In Toronto? Good.
Yes.
They need more. They could use it up there. You know, more health people.
Definitely everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, that's
Thank
true.
You.
That's true. Thanks so much for calling. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay, everybody, that concludes our show tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. You're welcome to send me emails. Go to my website, my email address at the bottom of every page. If you have some comments or questions, I don't do questions offline, by the way. If you didn't make it to ask your question, I don't answer questions because I do readings actually for a living. If you want a personal reading with me, you can go to my website and find out more about that, or you can call me or email me. Hope you had a great evening, and we'll see you next week, same time. And as we leave, we're going to play a song that I recorded called Sri Ram, which is a chant that I wrote years ago, basically just talking about Ram. Ram, Ram. So I hope you enjoyed and have a good evening. Good night.
Hare Rama Rama, 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 Hare Rama.
Patira.